the lifeblood of a community right here in OK Community in Saratoga. Hey, I'm Blake, and it's your tailgate talk. So if you remember our last tailgate talk, I was sitting in front of the gate to the old OK Community cement plant. And obviously, it's no longer in operation, closed down in 1993. When it closed down, a whole lot in the community kind of closed down with it. But what I'm sitting in front of right now is the OK Community Baptist Church. This church started in 1946, and there was a man here who was very instrumental in founding this and starting the church. His name was Abner Redden. Now, Brother Redden had a son that's pretty well known to a lot of us who are familiar with LifeWord. His name was George Redden. He was the director of LifeWord for a long, long time and did a lot of great work. Brother Abner Redden, was instrumental in starting, planning a lot of churches, starting a lot of churches, as well as some other things that that are still in existence in the BMA across our work, like Central Baptist College. Pretty interesting stuff. So a lot of history right here in the OK community. But I wanted to show you this church because this church is still here. And every Sunday morning and Sunday night, people still gather in this building and sing praises to the Lord, open His Word, dive into it together, and worship. Started in 1946, it's 2021, and they're still meeting right here. The cement plant is shut down. The cement plant that was thought to be the lifeblood of this community. But the church is still here. I would simply say to you that maybe this was the lifeblood of the community all along. Maybe the message of this church was the lifeblood of the community all along. Now, I know the cement plant was what provided the jobs and the money for the economy and all that. I get it. I understand that. That doesn't have to be explained to me. But the message that's preached from the pulpit in this building and that's preached in the lives of the people that make up this body, it lasts long after the paychecks that were provided by this plant are spent. It's eternal. Remember that story I told you about that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 7 in the last tailgate talk about two men, one that built his house on the sand, one that built his house on the rock? See, rock is a lot harder than cement and concrete. So can I just ask you, can I just encourage you today to ask yourself, maybe do an evaluation of your life, are you building on the rock? And is the message of your life the message of the rock solid gospel that will stand the test of time because it's timeless? What are you building on? Because that truly is the lifeblood of any community. It's the lifeblood of your life. The gospel. Hey, I really appreciate you joining us for this tailgate talk. This is actually the last stop on our tour for the summer. And it's been a blast. Man, we've been all over Texas. We started at the Texas-Arkansas state line, and now we've ended up back in Arkansas, and we have wrapped it up. And I'm so thankful. Some of you guys have joined us all along the journey, and that's incredible. Thank you for sharing these tailgate talks. Continue to join us next week, and you'll continue to see tailgate talks. They just won't be from Texas. They'll be from a little bit closer to home again. I appreciate you guys joining us each week, and hey, I'm going to keep saving you a seat right here on the tailgate, And as I say every week, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a talk. So until next week, I pray you have an awesome week. I love you, and we'll see you next time.